A woman stands in the middle of Detective Chief Inspector Greg Carver's sitting room. She is holding a 1911 Colt pistol in her hand. To all appearances, she is calm. There are things she needs to do. She pivots on the ball of her foot, turning full circle, taking in every detail of the scene. Nothing has been disturbed. An empty whiskey bottle lies on its side on the floor. Greg Carver is slumped in an easy chair, one leg bent at the knee, the other straight out. Looking down at him, she feels anger and contempt, but also regret. His eyes are open. Blood oozes from a bullet wound in his chest. She shifts the weight of the gun in her gloved hand, flips the catch to safety. The place reeks of alcohol, gun smoke, and blood, and her stomach hitches. But she snuffs hard, purging her nostrils of the stench. She carries the gun through to the kitchen. His laptop is propped open, his files spread out across the table. The floor, ankle deep in balled up paper, looks like the aftermath of a massive hailstorm. On a chair beside the table is a cardboard filing box. She drops two of the files into it, gingerly wraps the gun in clean paper, and carefully lowers it on top of them. Under the litter of papers on the kitchen table, she finds a framed photograph, laid face down. DCI Carver's wife, Emma, on their honeymoon, seated on a stony outcrop near a waterfall. Emma is blonde and slender. She is wearing skinny jeans with wedge sandals, a blue peasant top. Her hair, silky and long, is combed in a center parting. She is smiling. The woman carries the picture through to Carver's sitting room, wipes it for prints, and places it on top of the cupboard, where it always sits. In the bedroom, A3 size wall charts blue-tacked to the walls. On one, smiling photos of five female victims alongside handwritten notes. 1. Tali Tredwin. Date of death, 3rd of January. Age, 27, 5 foot 4 inches. Brown hair, brown eyes. Divorced, 2 children. Back and shoulders tattooed. Blue ink. Severe ink bleed, speckling. Maori symbols and eyes. All closed. Berberis thorn. 2. Evie Dodd. Date of death, 10th of March. Age, 25. 5 foot 5 inches. Black hair, hazel eyes. Married. 3 children. Torso, neck, arms, legs, feet, soles, hands, palms, all tattooed, blue ink. Stylized plants, magical sigils and eyes, closed, half open, open. Ink bleed. Berberis thorn. 3. Haley Evans, date of death, 6th of June. Age, 28, 5 foot 3 inches, brown hair, brown eyes, in civil partnership, 1 child, torso, neck, arms, legs, feet, soles, hands, palms, all tattooed, stylized plants, thorns, magical sigils and eyes, closed, half open, open, blue ink, less ink bleed, pyracantha thorn. 4. Joe Raincliffe, date of death, 2nd of September. Age, 35. 5 foot 6 inches, brown hair, brown eyes. Married, 2 children. Torso, neck, arms, legs, feet, soles, hands, palms, all tattooed. Blue ink. Stylized plants, thorns, sigils, etc. No ink bleed. Pyracantha thorn. 5. Kara Grogan. Date of death, 22nd of December. Age, 20. 5 foot 10 inches. Blonde hair, blue eyes. Torso, neck, arms, legs, feet, soles, hands, palms, all tattooed. Black ink. No bleed. Stylized plants, thorns, magical sigils, and eyes. A lot of eyes. Pyracantha. She peels the charts away from the wall, folds them, carrying them back to the kitchen, where she scoops up the rest of the papers, balled up notes and all, and stuffs them inside the file box, jamming the lid onto it. She wipes down the door handles, light switches, his chair. Hefting the box, she makes her way out of the house, treading carefully on the fire escape steps at the rear of the building and down the driveway.